Our reading is from the book of Ezekiel, and we're on chapter 2. The messenger spread the scroll before me. It had writing on the front and on the back, and written on it were words of lamentation and mourning and woe. He said to me, O mortal, eat what is offered to you. Eat this scroll and go, speak to the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he gave me the scroll to eat. He said to me, Mortal, eat this scroll that I give you, and fill your stomach with it. Then I ate it, and in my mouth it was as sweet as honey. We're beginning readings today from the book of Ezekiel, one of the greatest prophets in Jewish history, who lived shortly after Jeremiah's prophetic ministry, about 600 BC. Today's reading is a symbolic description of his call to prophecy. He hears a voice bidding him to eat what is placed before him. This turns out to be a scroll which contains the kind of words that he will be speaking to the people. They are not particularly appealing words, as he is going to be speaking truths to power, which rarely goes well. What's interesting is that in his vision, Ezekiel eats the scroll, and the words that will sound so bitter to those who hear it taste as sweet as honey to him. Perhaps he's trying to convey that the word of God itself is palatable to those who will try to follow it, but full of woe to those whose lifestyle is being challenged. So a couple of points to ponder. How does this kind of symbolic language work for you? Does it help to convey the message, or does it simply just confuse? And why is the word of God sweet for some people and bitter for others? Think today of a piece of scripture that's sweet to you, and then one that is bitter. Ponder both and see if you can see why one works for you and the other one challenges you.